This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Atlanta, what's going on? One thing I can promise you today, no one will be spit on here at Hobnob. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we're hanging out. Dirty Bird's pep rally. The Dirty Bird rally is going on here at Atlantic Station. It starts at around 6 o'clock. We got a lot to chop up, Mike Bell, but last night everybody was freaking out after that whole incident went down.
Yeah, I mean, like most people in the real time, you're going, whoa, what just happened? And, of course, with, you know, NBC having 15 cameras, you knew you were going to get it. And then eventually, you know, in the second half when NBC had some time during the rain delay to look at the video, we found out that, yeah, in fact, it was Dak Prescott going, hey, looking at the Eagles going, yeah, on you. But that's not spitting on someone. That's being, you know, disrespectful, but it's not spitting on someone. And Jalen Carter, man, bro, the eyes of the NFL were on you. There's no way in your – I can't understand how you could not process someone's going to catch this. So, either way, dumb move. And if you had the Eagles like I did, is he worth 8 points? Well, he certainly would have made the run game a little more difficult. I know that because they decided to run right down the middle on the Eagles for much of their gains.
Yeah, look, he's different. Let's start there first of all. The reason why Georgia went back-to-back is that dude. He was different then. He's different now. And look at all the star power the Eagles have had on their defense right over the last few years. Nobody does what Jalen Carter does. That's not me excusing him spitting on Dak Prescott. That's not me giving him any leeway. I'm just telling you from a football standpoint.
Right. He's a badass.
He is. And everybody on the Cowboys are like, is he out? Okay, we can do some different things now. So it was weird at the same time. It was like, what a way to start the season. The game was way better than anybody anticipated. The Cowboys were able to get the ball. But this whole spitting incident, guys, and 20 years from now, we'll be talking about the spit game. I guarantee you, somebody will pull that footage up, and you'll be like, oh, I remember watching that game. Dak explained what happened, and we'll let you hear that coming up. And also, Jalen Carter said, look, no excuses, it won't happen again, because he know he let his teammates down.
Right.
And even though they were able to win the game, Mike, it's one of those situations where his immaturity showed again. And this gets us back to him being at Georgia and the issues
right
that happened at Georgia. And even though the Eagles were able to overlook that and still drafted him, guys, a lot of NFL teams didn't.
And the thing with him, and we had this debate at the time of the draft. And it's funny because I had guys last night. It's amazing how some people remember things. Yeah, that's your boy, Mike. I'm like, whoa, Jalen's my boy? No, I just made the argument would take Bijan or Jalen. I have no problem taking either one of those players at the time, despite what happened in Athens. I mean, if you feel he's learned from his mistake. Now, if you want to equate, you know, what happened with the accident, how he handled what was subsequently the hour or two after that with what happened last night on TV, I'm not going down that road. But, yeah, I mean, to your point, Carl, people are going to look at it and go, there you have it. Another undisciplined player, you know, a guy that doesn't learn. Well, I mean, you want to go do that? I get it. It's bad. It looks bad. The optics on it are indefensible. But I still would have taken him on my football team because he serves a purpose and he serves a need. And we've had too many Boy Scouts on this team for too long, you know. But getting back to that time, I think, as I said to you on the air, two things can be true. We can have tremendous success with Bijan, and the Eagles can have tremendous success with Jalen Carter. They've already won a Super Bowl. Now it's our turn.
Well, and remember, when they drafted Jalen, they were already good.
Right.
Okay? They were just filling in the blanks. It was sort of like some of the missing pieces. For us, we haven't even gotten to that point yet, guys. We hadn't sniffed the playoffs in 7 years. So once we get there, and hopefully it's this season, and you start saying, how do we fill in the blanks? It's a different situation when you go to a team that's ready to win.
Right.
They already had their quarterback in place, Mike. They already had gone out and made a big move with A.J. Brown. And you think about the pieces that were there, and they lost some pieces on that defense. But we'd love to hear from you guys.
And it showed, by the way. Now,
big time.
Without Jalen Carter, he's a force multiplier. But some of those moves that we talked about with Brian McFadden, I wonder if Howie Roseman maybe trimmed a little too much fat.
Well, look. The cap affects everybody, and we say this. You can't keep everybody. Everybody's talking about the Micah Parsons deal, and I get it. Last night it was blatantly obvious the Cowboys are going to struggle getting pressure on quarterbacks. But the other part of that is you can't just spend all your money on three dudes. And if you told me, hey, the Falcons are going to be really good for 3 years, and then we're going to suck because we paid three guys and nobody else was able to really be paid, I don't know if I want to live that life.
Well,
I want to try to be competitive, Mike, for long term.
We did that. It just so happened to be Matt, Julio, and then it turned out to be Grady.
Don't remind me.
And it is what it is. Matt was the same reason that, with Dak, you shouldn't have given Dak that contract. You should have just moved on and started from scratch because it puts you behind the eight ball. Or don't sign Diggs. And commit those resources to Micah Parsons.
For us, though, let's be honest. As we're here at, by the way, Atlantic Station, we're hanging out, Hobnob guys, tonight, 6 to around 8. I don't know how long, actually, this is going to go, but every year they do a great job of it. It's a Dirty Birds rally. Freddie the Falcon, cheerleaders will be here. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff going on, a couple of Falcons as well, former Falcons. That's why we're here, and certainly wanting you to come check it out. But I was going to say, for us, Mike, it was the Julio paying him again that really hurt us.
Right, but that got us to the 20 and to a lesser extent 21. That's where the Cowboys are about on the precipice of. That's why the Dak Prescott contract that went on, remember, that had its own little soap opera right before we finally got his extension. I would have just let Dak go. I think there's a ceiling with Dak. I would not have gone down that road, but that's Jerry. And then to lose a generational defensive player like Micah Parsons. Mm. Now, again, everybody's hung up right now saying, the medicals. Well, again, if he becomes a lame duck, then we can say Jerry got it right. But that's news to a lot of fans who didn't think this back issue was such a serious deal. Last night, though, I just thought the Eagles could have run it all day. I was laughing because one of my friends in Fantasy League has A.J. Brown.
He didn't do crap.
Put him on a milk carton.
Didn't do nothing.
So how long before A.J. Brown has one of his midseason meltdowns that he had last year with Kellen Moore, who's now with the Saints? They've got a new O.C. He had one target last night.
Yeah,
one.
Trust me. He's on my fantasy team.
There you know.
Here's the deal with this. The part that really bothered me wasn't that he hadn't had any targets. You get this weather delay. And, oh, by the way, how many of y'all stayed up? Stop lying. Because that weather delay seemed like it was forever. They were like, we're coming back in 50 minutes. I was like, 50 minutes?
It's a preseason game. Nobody's played a full season. No one's played a full game yet. And it looked like it. They came out. Everyone was sluggish.
They did.
Nothing happened. That game just literally went. It might have just called it, once the rain came.
So you wait around. And, Mike, my thing is you go into the locker room. Nobody said, yo, A.J. doesn't have any targets. Like, we're in the third quarter. To me, that was the most surprising thing about how that game played out. Now, if you're the Eagles, you're going to say, hey, man, we won, we'll win, we'll take it any way we can. But at the end of the day, A.J. Brown is already on the cusp of sitting on the bench and starting to read a book as we speak. Because if that happens again next week, he will tune out. And then it's going to become a problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's something we're just manufacturing. You've seen it before. It's going to happen again.
What book is he going to read this time?
I was going to say, I don't know. Maybe it's the Sun Tzu's The Art of War. I don't know. But either way, this guy is going to be bellyaching. And I don't blame him because you're paying. Look, if anything else, I'd say the media. He's not going to say it after week one. You got to win. But if they start to struggle, look, you guys pay me top dollar to do nothing.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know? Hey, man, we're going to talk plenty about the Falcons as we get ready for Sunday. It is Duke and Bell. Follow us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929, and follow the radio station at 929 The Game and stay up on everything that's going on. Before we get into some of the things that we now know as far as status of some of the players we've been talking about, including Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell? Mike, how would you describe this drink I'm holding?
Well, it looks like a piece of Waterford Crystal made for margaritas. I mean, it literally looks like something that would have come from my grandmother's china case. It's a beautiful glass it's got all sorts of detail on it. It's quite a goblet.
It's a goblet.
What did you order? That's the $1 million margarita?
Okay, so here's the deal. I think I got upsold. Thank you so much.
Aspen, the hostess with the most.
Yes, Aspen like Colorado.
Yeah.
I think I got upsold. I told her, I said, you have a lot of drinks here because it's been a while since I've been back to Hobnob. We're we're here every year for this, but so I said, man, you got a lot of drinks. And she was like, yeah, that billion-dollar margarita.
Oh, there you go.
Now, here's the problem. That just sounds expensive, right?
Yes.
I mean, like, okay, that's the name of it, but is it really $1 billion? Mike, what I didn't do is take a look at the price tag on the menu when I ordered this. So I'm like, oh, that sounds good. She's like, it's one of my favorite drinks.
Yeah.
I'm like, perfect. Bring me $1 billion margarita. And then it shows up like this.
Well, let's take a look. You've got, obviously, for a margarita, there's some triple sec in there. You got a splash of orange juice. You got tequila, apparently a premium tequila. I'm guessing Casamigos Reposado.
Yes.
And then apparently it's also garnished. The salt is garnished with the tears of baby seals. And that's, I think, where you get some of the premium. And so that's what you're looking at, your upgrade on that.
I'm going to tweet this out, guys, because I said, don't ask how much it costs.
That's Himalayan salt,
Himalayan,
by the way.
Yes.
That salt that only exists about 20,000 feet or higher.
It's that black
yes,
salt.
Yes, yeah. So there's a lot of things going on with this cocktail.
I said to her, I said, where are we? I mean, where am I? Where am I ordering this? Am I in Paris somewhere? Right. Anyways, I am going to sip this. This better be the best damn margarita I've ever had in my life after seeing the price tag. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We're getting ready for Sunday. And, guys, it's a big game. Let's not fool ourselves. Let's not get caught up in, oh, well, let's see what we're about. We'll see how we do. How we do.
Do you like the NFL starting with divisional games? Or do you like, I'd rather see an interconference, almost like a preseason game?
Well,
or do you just like just jump right in and you're good, you're good?
I do, because remember last year how weird the schedule was? We played all those divisional games,
right.
Then we had to wait till the
right.
end.
We were playing the Steelers and the Chiefs early on. We played the Eagles before we got to our division.
Literally, it was like December, January, we're playing division games. Now, that'll happen again. But for me, let's get on top of this. Let's jump out like we did last year in this division and have the, being in the front runner status and having a chance to find out what we're about.
Right.
And I think, like, look, whether you're waiting or not, this Chiefs-Chargers matchup tonight, it's intriguing.
Right. By the way, did you see Chargers fans are upset? It's a home game for the L.A. Chargers.
It is.
And one of the end zones has the Chiefs. So immediately people are saying, oh, my goodness, they're kowtowing to the Chiefs. The refs are in on all this. Because last year when the Eagles played in Brazil against the Packers, it was an Eagles home game to Eagles end zone. There wasn't a Packers end zone. So a lot of Chargers fans are crying. Well, hell, there are no Charger fans in L.A. The remaining fans in San Diego feel funny about it.
Yeah, I say that because I do think that the Chiefs will be dethroned this year. I'm not telling you they're not going to be in the playoffs. I don't think they win that division. Guys, they've owned that division for like 8 years. Nobody has beaten Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. You look in that division. Now you have Harbaugh, Mike.
But you got the firepower at the wide receiver position on that Chargers. I know he can run the ball.
Yes, but beyond tonight, you've got Harbaugh. You've got Sean Payton in that division. Now, look at that division and how the coaching for each team. You're talking about Super Bowl caliber coaching. It's going to be a dogfight. And I just think people think the Chiefs are going to, because they were 15-1 last year, they're going to roll tonight. The Chiefs only averaged 22 points a game last year. 22.
They grinded. It was ugly. They're missing one of their best wide receivers because he got suspended for driving like a demolition derby. So we'll see. The Chargers, it's intriguing because, you know, Harbaugh, Carl, he's always got him prepared. But, you know, that's a guy. We'll get into it because their quarterback, you've always said, is a little too overhyped. It's time for him to hit some pay dirt.
Herbert, no doubt. Hey, man, we're coming back. What's the latest with our injury update? We found out today with our Falcons. It's part of our daily download on the way as we broadcast live from Hobnob. Dirty Birds Rally happening tonight here at Atlantic Station. I'm about to drink these baby tears.
Rise up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday! We're hanging out at Atlantic Station. It's Dukes and Bell. Come through and see us, man. Day-Day just said something to me. We were talking about the Cowboys game last night as the season kicked off. And our game, Sunday, right here on Sports Radio 92.9, the game, Falcons-Bucks, starting at 11, guys. But, Mike, CeeDee Lamb, bro, you got your bag.
Right.
You got your bag. And you're missing catches that are hitting you in the hands. Dak Prescott was hitting this dude on the numbers.
Right. You cannot put that on him. Pickens, I thought also, the dumb penalty on Pickens, the unsportsmanlike, where he basically, you know, okay, you get the block. Now you're going to just try to, like, take the guy's head off? I mean, just dumb, undisciplined play, man. But, yeah, the Cowboys, it's funny, the memes, with everything Carl and I joke around about artificial intelligence, you can never tell what's real. And because nobody has any common sense on the internet, there was a meme that came out this morning where they got somebody doing the Jerry voice going, "We're just a one elite defender away from winning that game."
You just traded him.
I mean, you mean like a Micah Parsons stuff. And people took it and ran with it. Like, no, that's it. That's called parody. Yes. That's called they're having fun. It's being silly.
Oh, my goodness.
That's Micah.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. Hey, man, Falcon fans, how confident are you? That's what we want to know.
Just talking with Ann and Ron, by the way, and two lovely people, like so many parts of Atlanta, they're transplants from New York City.
Yeah, man.
And Ann grew up about like two miles away from where I grew up in Brooklyn.
Oh, wow.
Just we were having a conversation before the show. They're diehard Falcon fans like us. They have season tickets. And he asked an interesting question, which we touched on last week. He goes, "Can we stop the run?"
Yeah, well,
isn't that about Rook?
It is, but this is a team in the offseason that wanted to improve in that area, Mike. Look, all you got to do is look to last night and how the Cowboys gouged the Eagles in the run game once Jalen left that game, right? And he left before any snaps. But for us, up front, this is the area where we have been most concerned. We've talked about all this other stuff. Look, the secondary, I think, is the most improved part of our football team. You've got younger, faster, and I think you've got more versatility in our secondary than you've had in the last few years. The part we've been most concerned about is, to Mike's point, And our buddy who we just met, can we stop the run? And here's the thing. You don't think Tampa's going to come out and challenge that, Mike, with the way they know they should have ran the ball against us last year? I mentioned this yesterday. One of the games, they broke us off for like a buck 29, but in the first game, it was like 70-some-odd yards, and you're going, they went away from their strength. So I think that's one of the things we're going to see early on Sunday. Bucks come in. You don't have to let Baker try to take this game over. Run Bucky Irvin, and let's just see if the Falcons can stop the run. And I think that's something they're coming in to try to see.
You know, it's just so hard to get a handle on this because, you know, you didn't get to see your starters in preseason. The coaching staff will tell you they got the work in the 11-on-11s. Okay, now the bullets are real. Vita Vea is going to play. At least looks like he's going to play. He might be on a pitch count, but Vita Vea was seen moving around at practice. Our buddy Rick Stroud had that conversation yesterday. They posted that video.
Yep.
And then, you know, we know that they got a, you know, Tristan Wirfs is out, so their best tackle is out. Our second best tackle is out. Injury's a part of it. But the game plan, I want to see imagination from Zach Robinson, and let's get Bijan, let's get Pitts involved, man. You know, and look, if Penix is putting the ball in Pitts' hands, he's not doing anything with it, we'll have that conversation. But I want to see Pitts become a bigger part because I just don't think we're going to see much of Darnell Mooney on Sunday.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because today, Darnell Mooney, they're saying he will be a game-time decision. So, look, we've done this long enough. You've been a fan long enough to know when you get down to it on a Sunday and it's a game-time decision, I will tell you, 80-20, that player's not playing. The 20 gives you a chance, and it also leaves the door open for the other team you're playing.
A little misinformation.
Yes, to assume that they have to prepare for a guy that maybe they don't know they're going to see or not. But for me right now, it is just that, Mike. It's 80-20 for Darnell Mooney, and I think they've been preparing to be without him in this game for a while now. And the other part of this is, again, I don't want to rush him back. I need him Sunday, but we got a long season. And if he run him out there and this shoulder or whatever the hell's been going on with him, Mike, is not completely healed and he takes another lick, now he's out another 5-6 weeks. Because remember, he got hurt at the start of camp. It was day one, literally, when he got hurt.
Right in front of us. You and I sat there and went, oh, that doesn't look right. And then he's subsequently been out for a while. And it's upper. See, the thing is, we don't know. Remember, we had to let it slip a little bit. Michael Penix said his treatment and recovery. Did he have a procedure? Is he going to need a procedure? Is he going to have to tough it out this year with something wrong with his shoulder? We don't know because they don't give you that information. That's their prerogative. But, yeah, Darnell Mooney, he's WR2. Now, we do have faith in Casey Washington and Ray-Ray McCloud, and they're both speedy, and Ray-Ray can do a lot of things. You can do jet sweeps with him. You can throw him all over the field.
Yep.
But Darnell Mooney's better than him. Just is.
He is. DeMarco Helms and Jack Nelson, the kid we drafted out of Wisconsin, out.
Right.
That is official now. Raheem Moore saying both of those guys will not be available on Sunday. While we're talking about Ra, our Falcons, more NFL action on Sunday, we'll certainly talk about what's going on the college front as well. It is a lesser Saturday than it was week one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not as big matchups or as many big matchups, but there's still some intriguing matchups we're going to talk about here on Dukes and Bell. Again, we're live at Hobnob. Day-Day's hanging out with us, our executive producer. Big O's back at the studio. Let's get to the Daily Download. Week one in the NFL Sunday. It's going down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Michael Penix under center. I said, what gives you confidence, Falcon fans? Raheem Moore said this is what gives him confidence that they'll be ready week one.
The way we've been able to step up in different areas, whether it's been Hodge, and go out there and be able to make plays. Our O-line up front, with everybody having a significant amount of playing experience, whether it's here or somewhere else, having a real bind together, going into the second year of an offense. Building on the success that they had last year, although that doesn't matter because you got to go out there and repeat those things. But I feel really good and confident these guys didn't hear things for the first time this year and they'll get a chance to go out there and execute those things at a very high level. And they were close last year to being great. And we got a chance to go out there and prove some things this year, and I look forward to doing it.
Yeah, look, the other part of this is the way we finished, we absolutely need to get off to a fast start.
Right.
Right. That's the other part of this. And I'm not just talking about the last game. I'm talking about the last seven games where we fell apart and it felt like when the season was in the balance, we didn't know how to get right. And then we had a quarterback situation that we were dealing with. All of that can be put behind us if we come out strong, Mike, set the tone Sunday, and people start to really believe, like, hey, what you guys have been telling us is really what this team looked like and what they're going to be. Coach said Darnell Mooney is a game-time decision. What did Darnell Mooney say?
We'll see. We'll see. Well, it's a game-time decision. Got some things we got to, look at the end of the week. But like I said, I'm feeling good.
Yeah, you said that yesterday. We were joking around with the folks. Thanks to everybody, by the way, who showed up at Napa, down there on Jonesboro Road in Mara.
Incredible, incredible.
Packed. And it was just, we were rolling out. I don't know about you, man. We were off at 6. I was at about 6:20 because we were taking pictures with people and shaking hands. We appreciate that, man, because as Carl says all the time, without you, there is no us. But, yeah, great, great turnout, and that was awesome. But I said to some of the folks yesterday, you hear Mooney say that? I don't hear a lot of – I mean, unless he's just so low-key. Some guys are just – he's so low-key. It's like, yeah, we'll see. But, you know, as I said, man, we'll see to me as a kid was no.
No, I agree with
Dad. Can we go to the store and get a Matchbox car? No, we'll see. That's no.
No.
You know that he'd say no too.
Hey man,
get a job, son.
The NFL
get a job. I'm 5.
Continues tonight. Chiefs, Chargers. It's in Brazil. Mm. But as we talk about last night's game, this was the moment that changed the game last night.
Unsportsmanlike conduct on the Eagles, in particular. On Jalen Carter, and even worse, Carter, one of the Eagles' most impactful players, was ejected from the game on the very first, before the very first play from scrimmage.
Merrill Reese on the Philly Eagles Network.
Yeah, and look, I think, again, for those who didn't see it live, and I saw it, I didn't know what happened until they slowed that replay down. And I literally looked at my wife, I said, Did he? And Michelle said, did he spit on him? I said, nah. I think they had some words. And then they went, slow-mo.
Yeah, you got the sideline camera picks it up, and you're like, he spit right in his chest, right between, right on the number. He's number four. But it's just like, okay, so Dak, you know, first off, everybody's talking ish because it's a heated rivalry.
Yes.
You know, remember, they were cheering when Michael Irvin looked like he might be paralyzed. I mean, this is a nasty rivalry, man.
It is.
But so he starts there, John, and then Dak looks at him and goes, like that, on the ground. Okay, that's uncool, but it's not. It's not what Jalen Carter did. And that was so funny. And immediately I saw Jason Kelce goes on, the truth will set you free. No, you're a moron. I love your podcast, but you're out of bounds on this. Yes, we saw that, saw what Dak Prescott did. That's different. Spitting on another human being, that's indefensible.
Yeah, speaking of Prescott, here's how he described the whole incident. And I thought he did a really good job of describing this.
I probably spit 1,000 times throughout the game. I mean, especially game day, maybe even in general. It's something I guess I'm not proud of. But in that case, he was trolling, I guess you could say, trying to mess with Tyler Booker. I was just looking at him. I was right here by the two linemen, and guess I needed to spit, and I wasn't going to spit on my lineman, and I just spit ahead. But I would say he was back there where Jory was in that sense, and he asked, or he goes, "You trying to spit on me?" And at that point, I mean, I felt like he was insulting me. Like I wouldn't spit on somebody. I'm damn sure not trying to spit on you. Like, we're about to play a game. I'm wondering why you're trying to mess with the rookie. And so when I step through, I actually say the words, like, "What the hell would I, excuse me, but I'm probably even more colorful. What would I need to spit on you for?" And he just spit on me in that moment. And it was more of a surprise than anything. Refs obviously saw it through the flag. I was like, hell yeah, we get 15 yards to start the game off.
That's what I thought.
Right.
And the ref was like, "No, get your ass up out of here."
He has been
ejected. You, sir, are gone.
Yeah, and it's, you know, again, it's just, it's it. There's no way to spin it. There's no way to defend it. And, look, I hate both teams. I mean, I root for an asteroid to hit the stadium, but you cannot do what Jalen Carter did. And knowing Jalen Carter, as we said, and some bad decisions in college, this is a bad decision as a professional. A couple years into his pro career. Can't do that. I mean, you don't think on Thursday Night Football that's going to get picked up? Come on.
Yeah, bad deal. Good game. Ultimately, the game was closer than we thought, by the way. Mike did take the Eagles in the, was it 8 points?
Eight. I got it at eight.
Okay.
And didn't get there.
Because
they came out, as we said, you know, preseason, it's almost like everyone got to rest, have some orange slices, you know, go lay in the shade.
Couple of sandwiches.
You know, and then they came out, and everyone was just flat. There was just no juice and nothing. I thought that the unsportsmanlike on the Eagles for the targeting call was crap in the end zone. I thought that was a clean play. I thought the refs were also in need of a few more weeks of real game experience. They were not sharp.
All right, coming up, guys, Baker Mayfield, his relationship with his OC. We'll let you hear a little bit of what Rick Stroud told us yesterday as we prepare for the Bucs on Sunday. By the way, Daily Download brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. As we broadcast live from Hobnob here at Atlantic Station, it's the Dirty Birds Rally tonight starting at around 6. Tip's going to be here, T.I., and amongst others. I'm sure, Mike, other people are going to show up because they always do every year. Former Falcons, Falcons cheerleaders, Freddie the Falcon, etc. So it's a great time, man, to get ready for Sunday. It's Dukes and Bell. We're coming back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Reminder, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game is your home of live college football in the ATL. Guys, Saturday, 8 a.m., we'll get the day started with college football game time brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com and by Aluminum Hall. Shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and more. It's where fans shop. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all the big matchups. And we've got them for you right here on the radio station, guys, starting with Iowa-Iowa State. That's at noon, followed by Oklahoma State at Oregon. A lot of trash talking between the coaches there. And then Michigan at Oklahoma, which a lot of people think is the marquee game this week, sort of like Ohio State and Texas was last week. We've got it all for you this Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell live at Hobnob at Atlantic Station. And, Mike, what a great conversation we had with Rick Stroud yesterday. As we were talking about some of the things to look forward to seeing with the Bucks,
right,
he was giving us the insight into their organization. Guys, they're really good. And I don't say that because they're the first team we're playing. I'm simply telling you, even if they weren't the first team we're playing, they are a Super Bowl caliber team the way they're made up. And if they're able to stay healthy, they're going to give a lot of teams fits. The good news is we're very familiar with them in our division. And
right,
we asked him about Baker Mayfield and what's the relationship with his new OC and what is this going to look like potentially on Sunday for us?
Well, Baker's had eight offensive coordinators in his career, and I think it's his eighth season, and he's had – this will be his third one in Tampa Bay. So stability has not been part of his makeup, unfortunately, for him. Now, the good news is that there is continuity in the system, right, for the first time. Mm-hmm. Josh Gazzard was here last year as their passing game coordinator. He spent a lot of time with the Miami Dolphins through a couple head coaching changes down there. And so at least, you know, from that standpoint, now he's not called a play. Neither did Dave Canales before he got his opportunity here. And Liam Cohen did a great job last year. But I think it all kind of starts up front. Look, they ran the ball last year. They've been 32nd 2 years in a row. Last year they zoomed up to fourth in the league. Bucky Irving made a big difference, but that offensive line now with Graham Barton in the middle, the two tackles are locked down when Wirfs comes back, and Luke Getteke, Cody Mock's been here for a while. So it's a really good offensive line. And, you know, he does a lot of motion, a lot of things. It's not dissimilar to what Robinson's going to do in Atlanta. They're both from that, you know, kind of that McVay tree in a way, because he was down there with McDonald. But I think that, you know, for Baker, his thing has been he needed to come to a place. He went through a lot, and he's a really smart football player. He doesn't get enough credit for just how smart this guy is. But I think the stability of the franchise, right, with Jason Light going from Bruce Arians to Todd Bowles, this coaching staff has been together since 2019 for the most part. And more than that, they've done a nice job drafting the kind of players that you want to play with. You know, these guys are unselfish. When you have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin at the top of the food chain, and then on defense you have guys like Lavonte David and Antoine Winfield Jr., Vita Vea. Like, those are character guys. Those are guys that will sacrifice for each other to win. And so it's a tremendous scenario. And what Bruce or Todd Bowles said to Baker was, we want you to be yourself. We want that guy at Oklahoma. You know, we want you to fight and do those things and not worry about all the other stuff. You know, just run the football team. And Baker's been very intentional from the time he got down here, making good friends with the offensive line. But he's also a guy that can go talk to Hassan Reddick, you know, and say what he needs to say. He's not a rah-rah guy, not a big talker, but, man, people follow this guy. He's got the charisma, the leadership, and he's been through some crap. You know, he really has been
through some crap.
And he's come out the other end, and I think that's important when you get to that position of leadership at quarterback.
for the second game with the Falcons, and afterwards we were downtown in the Inner Harbor area, and he came into American Social, and they got a young child at that point, got the baby, and he's got the mom with him, and so he's helping the baby. Meanwhile, stops, takes pictures with everybody, signs autographs for a bunch of kids, and that was after a really tough loss. Just a good guy. You talked about it with Rick, the maturation process. If he wasn't on the Bucs, he's a very rootable, to me now, he becomes a rootable guy.
I'm with you. I actually like to watch him play, except for when he's playing against us, because he can make exciting plays, and you go, wow, did Baker Mayfield really just do that? I got a friend that lives on a lake in Austin where he lives. A lot of people live right there at Lake Travis. And, Mike, when Baker bought that house after his first big deal with the Browns, and everybody thought, because originally he's from there. For those who don't know the story, he wanted to go to Texas. Texas said, too small. So he went to OU. And the rest is history,
right?
So the bottom line is he bought a house back. He came back after his first contract. And a lot of people were like, oh, man, this is great. And people, the stories were that Baker, you know, had this attitude, this aura about him. And that's completely changed now. That when
he was too much Johnny Football.
Yes, right? Correct. When he first got the Browns and he was the first overall pick, that bravado is cool. You want that. But you don't want that when you're out in public and you're meeting people. And, like, to your point, I think a lot of that has changed, and that's why people have come around on Baker Mayfield. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. More with our buddy Rick Stroud as he was talking about what is going on with this Bucs team. Now, from an injury standpoint, we'll tell you on the injury front what's going on with Vita Vea here in a second. But what about the Falcons and the Bucs? And this is interesting because we want to get off to a fast start. They feel like they should have beat our butts twice last year.
Yeah, they blew it, man. They went backwards. All they had to do was basically run the football. They couldn't do that. We burned the timeout correctly.
Yep.
And then forced them to punt. And then we were able to drive and kicked a long field goal, which sent us to overtime. And we talked to Kadarrell Hodge about his game-winning score. And then, you know, the game in Tampa, that was a game which we were in control of, and then they took it back. And that's why that A.J. Terrell pick, they're going in for a touchdown.
It's big.
Huge. Jesse Bates, an empty possession for the Bucs, getting that strip and the fumble. Take that away, they probably beat us.
Was that the Pitts strip as well?
Yeah, it was where Pitts gets stripped by Antoine Winfield at the goal line. Scores a touchdown. I talked to the camera crew afterwards because we were sitting right behind the bench. They did not have a pylon cam.
Okay.
Not every regional game gets the pylon cam, the national games. So, yes, Fox's cheapness probably saved us a touchdown on that play because the second score would have come back.
All right. Here is what our buddy Rick Stroud, who covers the Bucs and has covered the NFL for a very long time, said about their attitude. We're talking about the Bucs coming in to face us on Sunday.
Oh, no, they care. Of course they care. And they were fortunate because they lost twice to Atlanta. They still won the division. So they got the work done everywhere else. But it came down to the final game. They had to beat New Orleans, and they did it. Turned out Atlanta lost to Carolina that week. But, listen, every year is a new year, right? Every year is a new year. And they feel like they definitely let some games get away. I mean, I left the press box in Atlanta after Lavonte David makes the interception on 4th and 15. Now, how are you going to lose that game, right?
Right.
They found a way to do it. And they were on the plus 25. Yeah. And I'll be damned if they didn't go backwards with a penalty. The officials missed the face mask on Bucky Irving. They had to punt the ball. They punted in the end zone. We know what happened after that. And then, you know, a similar game was played up here in Tampa. So, look, I think for this team who's getting a lot of flowers and they're not used to it really, but when you've won the division 4 years in a row, you've been in the playoffs 5 straight seasons, it's going to happen, right? But the one thing that is kind of got their attention, it's game one. You're always ready for that. But they do feel like they let two get away against the Falcons last year. And so that'll be the little chip that they'll need, you know, going into the first part of the season and for this first game for sure. That did not leave a good taste in their mouth last year.
Yeah, they're one of the better teams in the NFC. Do they have Super Bowl championship quality? They got the aspirations just like everybody else.
Right.
But, I mean, you could argue they're better than us just for what they've built. You know, I mean, Michael Penix Jr., we hope he becomes an established QB in this league. That's why the Vegas number is what it is. People don't know what we've got because we've got unproven pieces. What does our new defense look like? You know, from the secondary to the edge rushers. You know, what does Divine Diablo look like? What does Ruka Roro look like? You know, is our right tackle going to hold up? I mean, these are all valid questions, but the Bucs, they're a bit further down the road than us. Doesn't mean they're better than us. I mean, we can close that gap, but we pulled some amazing clutch to beat them twice last year.
Yeah, and look, sometimes you need a little luck.
Hell okay? Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, I'll take it. It doesn't matter. It's like if you hit that shot in golf and it goes in and you're like, man, I don't even know why I hit it over there. Sometimes you need a little luck.
Right.
And for us, You know, that's what has to happen this year. You got to be good, but last year we got a little luck on our side, especially against the Bucks. 404-726-0929. The latest on Vita Vea, guys, speaking of big run stoppers, is potentially, Mike, I think he may be a game-time decision as well, but his impact on his absence, should I say, and the impact on their defense, I would compare to what we saw last night with Jalen Carter.
Right.
They were a different defense without Vita Vea.
He's a force multiplier. In other words, makes everybody around him better because he commands help from both guards with the center. Vita Vea returned to practice after missing the last 2 days with a foot injury. See him moving around. And he looks a little gimpy. Rick Stroud posted the video. I reposted it at Mike Bell ATL. So if you want to see what the Kool-Aid man looks like, that at one bucket in your place. Maybe he plays, maybe he doesn't. But that's the same thing. Darnell Mooney's been in pads, but he's still, you know, going to be a game-time decision.
Yeah, and look, our guys, to our credit, faced this dude in that front last year, and we handled it, okay? So this isn't any surprise. It's like, okay, if he's not there, I still feel like we're going to be able to run the ball because we did it last year.
Right.
And if
it's
he's there,
Aaron Donald, but he's really good.
Yeah, and if he's there, we'll handle it. So I'm not simply afraid of him being out there, but – either way, I think it hurts the Bucks more than anything if he's not available. All right, man, we got plenty more to dive into as we broadcast live from Hobnob, guys. We're hanging out here. Literally, Mike, describe what we're looking outside of our window here because we're near the patio, but the windows are not open.
Right, man, this is the center. I would call this Times Square of Atlantic Station, but it's the center stage area where they got the Dirty Bird Rally stage set up. You're going to have players. Falcon Legends will be here, and we're going to have T.I. Tip is going to be in the house. So we're right in the middle. Hobnob. Such a great central location, right? If you could go past Hobnob, is where the movie theater is.
That's right.
So, you know, if you come down and you park down below, like me, I generally always park in the wrong place and walk a little bit because I get disoriented. But Atlantic Station, I remember back in the day when Ray Buchanan had a place here, and I was thinking about, man, getting the crib up here, man, getting that studio. I look back at those decisions I didn't make, Carl. You could have had, like, a studio apartment for $150,000 here.
What happened? You just chose not to
I just, you know me. Oh, man, I could get fired next week. You know, radio fatalism.
Yeah.
But, no, there's some great spots and good restaurants and bars all around, so it's going to be a good time. I can't say if this is the fifth or sixth year we've done this.
It's been a while.
Except for COVID, but we've done a lot of these.
We have. And every year it's gotten bigger, and fans come out, and it's just cool, man, to vibe with other fans, rise up. And more importantly, the Falcons getting you ready for Sunday and giving you a chance to see a couple of guys, some old-timers as well as some of the new cats. All right, coming up, we are going to talk about what else is going on around the NFL. Speaking of availability, what's it look like for some teams on Sunday? We're finding out and getting injury reports like Matthew Stafford. Apparently, his back is a go. He is good for Sunday. Meanwhile, Cam Hayward, Mike, not sure what the situation is, but apparently he says he will play in week one. Now, people are saying your deal's not done. This contract negotiation thing that has been going on. So we'll talk about that.
Well, he has a contract.
Out.
He hasn't gotten his extension. He wants a bump. And they said they were going to kind of split the baby, but they haven't done the deal.
So we'll get into all of that. And as we mentioned, Darnell Mooney, the shoulder, he's officially questionable for Sunday's opener here against the Bucks. All right, we're coming back. We got plenty more to dive into. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey. And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies. Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.